Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
Hello, Patreon supporters. Thank you very much for joining us. This is Agent's Dossier. We have a couple players. Let's start with Mac.
Hey, I'm Mac. I'm going to be playing Desiree Kimball, who is a burglar, sort of, kind of, still is, but now gainfully employed.
Hi, I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Perla Ayala, and she is a forensic anthropologist. She likes them bones.
Dem bones.
Dem dry bones.
Cool. So I'm going to do a quick overview of what happened in the last few episodes with Ayala's first episode. She was helping unearth a gigantic cube of skeletons that were fused together in a weird pattern. Yeah, that they found at a dig site. What was extra weird about it was that the bones were fused together like they had grown that way, not as like fused together through melting or something. She went to a rock show at a bar and everything went really wrong. She ended up for the next week digging up this cube. And then one night she went home to find a gentleman making eggs in her kitchen while her husband was gone, dressed very much like the group that had attacked the club in the first place. Mac, Desiree was arrested for stealing a stone Mesopotamian statue. She was then recruited by an agency to get the stone statue back. She got her freedom back, sort of, to sneak into a senator's house and take the relic, and found out that it was just a really elaborate 1990s-esque test to see if she would be able to do it. Then she met a guy at a coffee shop named Connor and talked to him about the, you know, getting training and everything else. And I believe they went to a warehouse where she got to see this horrifying creature in a pit locked up, which really drove home what they were saying, which is that the world is full of horrible things that we have to keep at bay so humanity can continue to live in a sea of denial and, you know, fake reality. That's where we're at right now. Desiree has been working for the past week and a half with her contact, Connor, who has been running Desiree through her paces, how to get out of a place fast, a lot of military training, basically, how to clear a room, all the different call signs, everything like that, so that when you're in a situation, you can get out of there quickly and hopefully as safely as possible. That's what it's been like for you for a little while. And you're starting to wonder when you're actually going to do anything. Connor finally shows up about a week later and says, well, I think we're about ready for this. Well, we have to be ready for this because they're... Do you remember when you were in the senator's place and you found that flyer that had all those bands on it, and one of them was the Graves End?
Yeah, that was the one that you were telling me we're going to be going after because they're apparently some horrible cultists.
Right. Well, that particular flyer speaks to people who are sensitive to it. It has a, I hate to say spell because I don't think it's a magical thing, but it calls out to people who are psychically linked somehow.
That's a hell of a way to do your advertising.
Yeah, it gets people there who are then more willing to go along with whatever they're doing. Anyway, tonight's their show, and we need to shut it down. their music is, they call it quantum mathematics, basically. It's very complex mathematics that can cause rips in space-time. I don't know if I believe it or not, but I've seen enough crazy crap to know that when I'm told to deal with something, to just deal with it.
And let alone a concert that's going to be ruined by math. I mean, that's worth shutting down on its own.
Yes, absolutely. Math rock, I mean, come on.
Maybe when you're five.
Yeah. So make sure you have all your gear. Now, here's a question just out of character. They're training you on how to use a gun.
Or sure.
They want to. Do you want to carry a gun, or are you worried about that? What kind of, you know?
Let me look at my character sheet and make a determination.
Sure.
See, did I take anything for guns? Is it bad for me to have a gun? Actually, firearms isn't bad, so...
Will you shoot yourself with a gun?
I still might, but I've actually got some points in that, so let's hope not. So I'll probably take a gun with me.
Okay, cool. You guys, it's pretty late. The way it's going to work is the members of the cult are going to be locking the front and back door, basically keeping everybody inside while they do their set and do this advanced quantum mathematic whatever thing. Connor's really sketchy on it. He goes, so we're going to have two people going in. You and I are going to go in from the back door. We're going to have two people going in from the front door. You're going to break into the back, and then I want you to work forward. Our main goal is to try to get people out as quickly as possible. And you basically want to get people to go out the back door while working towards the front door. You're going to have on goggles because we're going to cut the power so that you can see what's going on. And you're also going to have a patch both on your head and on both shoulders so that they can tell who you are in the darkness, because they can see the patch will light up. And so they don't accidentally...
Question.
Yeah?
We're supposed to get people out of there. How the fuck are they going to see anything?
Well, we're going to have the exits basically lit up because there's lights right outside. So you turn off all the lights, you open up both doors, light comes flooding in, they run for the door. But the main problem is that we have to take the band out before they get too far into their set, or the fans are going to turn on us like rabid dogs. So we've got to try to stop that from happening.
Ugh. All right.
That night, you guys get to this little dive bar. It's the other side of the tracks, economically depressed area. The parking lot is full of people. So you go around the back, and there's two guys on the front, and you guys all have firearms. And the two guys in front have semi-automatics. You have a 9mm. And Connor has a relatively big gun, too, like a semi-automatic. And he goes, you know, you're still learning, so you'll graduate to this size gun at some point, but I don't want you accidentally shooting someone or yourself, you know, your first time out.
Yeah.
And you can hear the music bumping through the walls. And over the radio, you hear someone say, I thought you said that the place was going to be locked up. A couple just walked out. And Connor goes, so just let them go. If they got out of there before the band's trap was sprung, just let them go. Yeah, they look older. I don't think one of them looks sick. I don't really think they knew what they were getting into.
Not into math metal?
Probably not in math metal, no. So Desiree, actually, you guys would have code names.
Yeah, I said it to have you pick the code name just because I gave you an opportunity to fuck with me.
They're going to call you Jailbird.
Oh, charming.
All right, Jailbird, crack the cage, and they wait for you to start opening the back door. And the front door is open because these two older people had come out.
All right.
Just roll against your, you have locksmith, right? Or lock picking?
Locksmithing, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot to check mark stuff that I did correctly because I forgot this is like the other game. So
yeah.
Oops. I got a 49 under my 60.
Excellent. So you pop open the lock and the door creaks to one side. And this music, this weird piping sound, doesn't sound like rock, doesn't sound like jazz fusion, nothing. It just sounds really bizarre. And the people in the room are in this weird hypnotic swaying. It's almost like a mosh pit in slow motion when you look into it. And you see that the people who are dancing, their faces look like they're turning bestial. They've got fangs. Their faces are contorted as this music washes over them. And then the band looks like a Norwegian death metal band with the white paint and different symbols, you know, in black on their face. You hear in the headphones two of the guys up front say, "Ah, fuck, we're here too late. All right, you know what you have to do." And then you just start hearing gunfire.
Oh, shit.
And Connor goes, "Okay, they're going to come towards us. Just start firing."
"Wait, start firing at who?"
"At them. Look at them. You see the teeth and the fucked up faces? They're not human anymore."
"Shit."
"Just fire." And this fucking huge wave of these half-transformed creatures start coming towards you. It says, "Look, if you can hit the guitar player in the anywhere, that would be very helpful right now." And he starts firing off this gun. So give me a roll to see if you can hit the guitar player.
Okay. I got a 51 under my 60 for firearms.
Awesome. You clip the guitar player. Obviously, that messes them up enough that they realize what's going on. They kind of come out of their trance. And you just see all these bodies falling in front of you. They run behind the stage and Connor goes, "Quick, go around to the side. There must be some side interest we don't know about." Do you run to the side?
I want to move to the side, but I want to do it as stealthily as possible.
All right, give me a roll.
59 under my 80.
Okay, cool. So you get over to the side and you see that there must be some kind, you know, one of those shitty club bathrooms with the little windows at the very top.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you see guys in face paint starting to slowly wiggle their way out. Connor goes,
"Yep, I'm going to try firing again," okay. I guess. Oh, shit. I got a 62. That's not helpful.
Okay.
Is there a push mechanic in this?
No, there's not, but you can take another shot because you get like, I think you get like 3 shots per pull and they're wiggling their way out.
Oh, I got a 46 that time.
So you start shooting at these guys and a few of the bullets miss, a few of the bullets hit. You know that you've killed at least 2 of them. Why the other 3 start running off into the darkness?
Can I have actually aimed one of those shots to try and for the little window that they're wiggling out of? Like, I'm guessing it swings.
Yeah.
To try and break the glass. So that way, if they're scrambling out, hopefully they get cut. Maybe we'll leave a little bit of a trail for
us. You know
us.
What? You don't need to roll for that. That's a great idea. So we'll just say that's what you do. You fire off and you hit the little window and cause blood. And so 3 of them get away, 2 of them you know you've killed. And I think that realization hits you really hard. The people in the club hit you hard too, because you know from what the other agents were saying that they were human and that you had to get there at a certain time and you guys missed that window.
They bungled it.
Yeah, they started transforming. And so even though they were transforming, they were still human. So give me a sand check, please.
I don't remember what my sanity is at. I got a 35 under 44.
Okay, cool. So you're doing okay. You're processing it. At this point, your adrenaline's high and I'm not going to think about this right this second. I'm just going to deal with what's in front of me. And then the gunfire stops and Connor says,
"Hey, you know, come back over here."
Fucking nightmare.
Yeah, you're telling me.
How could you guys have gotten the time so wrong?
It's a club. We thought they were going on 10 minutes later, and we didn't want to bust in too early because we wanted to make sure we got them. Things like this happen sometimes. As he's saying that, you turn your head to the horrific sight of bodies that have hit the floor, just laying everywhere. Just then, you hear the sound of sirens, and one of the guys that is with you says, "Ah, crap, I bet that couple that left before we started called the cops. We need to get out of here."
You guys can't handle the cops?
We don't want to handle the cops. It's just easier if we don't. Let them deal with this.
Fine. So seeing as you assholes gave me the nickname Jailbird, I definitely don't want to be caught around here.
True. And it's a good nickname. And they all start walking out the back.
Dicks.
Before I fast forward to what happens with Michelle, is there anything that you want to ask about in game or do or whatever? Because it's about a week between when this happens at the club and when we're going to bring Michelle in.
I mean, I'm trying to remember. I think my deal was just this one starting thing, and then it would roll out from there, right?
Well, basically, they wanted you to do jobs for them. They didn't really put a number on it. They just wanted you to work for
them. Okay, I'm just trying to remember. I mean, probably more than anything, she's going to spend time with Sonia.
Okay.
Like, wedding planning.
You have a really nice week with Sonia. At the same time, you're also having lots of flashbacks to that night and really processing what happened. It was all over the news. There was a mass shooting. They haven't found the shooter yet. You have a feeling that the FBI or somebody or whatever this agency you're working for has squashed the story in a way. Usually when a bunch of people die at a club, people talk about it for longer than 2 or 3 days, but this literally went away relatively fast. Then at some point towards the end of the week, Connor calls you again and he says,
"So I know you weren't too fond of Jailbird, but we have to come up with a good call name for you."
I'm assuming that means you've got another job for me then.
Yeah, we got some work. See, we work in cells. There are 3 to 4 people in every cell. The guys we worked with were in cell K. You and I are in cell M. Usually the call names are all similar. So starting with the letter of the cell, at least that's the way the cowboys used to do it before the government got involved again. I'm saying that we should just do whatever code name we want to do. So you have anything you would like to be called?
I'm a little bit more worried about the job than I am my call name right now, especially considering what happened last time.
Reality is a chaotic thing, and these missions are seldom easy.
Yeah, a lot of fucking people died. No good reason.
No, it wasn't a good reason. I think that's the hardest part about the job, is that there's no rhyme or reason to any of it. And not just the fact that we didn't bust down the door soon enough, which is a mistake that I'm going to live with forever. It's one of those situations where you can either act or you can have decision paralysis, and that's sometimes even worse. Had we not done what we did, that group would have been turned into...
Okay, I get it. Spare me... It was bullshit. It shouldn't have happened that way. You know, chaos and the world aside, we need to do better. And especially if I'm going to be a part of this.
Well, then, now that you've had your first foray out, I'll have you involved in the planning more. And then that way you can give your input and see how it goes.
Okay. And Mesa... That's the call name you can use.
Oh, okay. Mesa it is then. So, anyway, remember we were talking about the older couple that left? They weren't really old. They were just not those kids in their 20s.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Well, I think they're the ones that called the cops, and so I did some digging. They're both professors, but one of them is working on this really interesting project. And I don't think she understands quite what she's in for. So I want to make contact with her and see if it's possible for her to help us out. Basically, they found this huge cube made out of skeletons, and they've been digging it up for the past week, and every day we've been getting more and more phone calls from different agencies who are a little worried about them pulling out a huge cube out of the ground of skeletons. So,
yeah, I kind of feel like that might, concern a few people.
Anyway, we're going to have to get rid of the cube, but I also think that the way that she's been handling herself indicates that she might be someone that could help us in the future, be part of some of the work. And
so you need help with the recruitment?
Well, yeah. I think somebody that's new and, doesn't look like they just stepped out of a Soldier of Fortune magazine might be a way to go.
Have you met me?
Well, you're better than I am. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'll give you that.
You're so gracious.
Always, to a fault.
So we're going to go over there tonight and have a conversation and see what we can do. At the very least, we'll get some information about whether or not she can help us. And then if not, we just walk away. No, we don't even have to take guns tonight. I mean, we should always have guns, but nobody will die, I promise.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
So that night, you guys go out to this suburb with these really nice houses. You have probably worked this area at some point. It's not like really posh or anything, but it's good places. So like, all right, they don't have any kind of security, but the back door's locked. So jimmy that open for me or get it. Do your thing.
Cool. That'll be a really good introduction. Hi, we just broke in here. Would you like to join us?
Just do it.
I did a bad.
What'd you get?
I got a 97 over my 60, oh, so...
Yeah, that is a bad. And unfortunately, they don't have a push mechanic. Or maybe fortunately, because the push mechanic I've seen decimate parties before, so...
Yeah. No, I think that's fair enough. I think, in a way, she kind of wanted to not break in very well.
Okay.
It's like she's very unhappy about this process.
He goes, God damn it. All right.
Ah, damn. They've really fooled me.
Well, kind of looks around. He goes, how am I going to get in here now?
Have you considered the front door and knocking?
Well, I'd like to look through the place before we meet her to see if we're even going to meet her. That's the thing. Because if we look through the place, kind of check things out, and then make a decision on whether or not she's going to be someone we want to actually talk to, because there's only so much you can dig up. She doesn't have a big internet footprint, you know?
Well, then why don't we go to the front and ask about doing an interview?
She's not here.
Oh, no, she's not here.
We're breaking in, and we're going to look around.
Oh, well, that was the part of the information that I needed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to need to brief you more, I guess. Anyway, come on, let's
go. Yeah, like if the person's even home.
Well, I'm not going to have you break into a house unless it's like super late with someone in the house. I mean, I have...
Hence my confusion.
I have standards.
Barely.
He goes, let's go to the front door. Maybe we can make that work. You guys go around to the front. So he goes, all right, try this door. And you go up to start doing something, and you realize that the door, whoever lives here, forgot to lock it. He goes, seriously? Okay.
After you, friend.
Let's go in here. All right, you check the bedroom. I'm going to check over here. Just look for, anything that screams, hey, I'm a cultist.
Cool. So I'll check the closet for ceremonial robes first. Got it.
You guys split up, and you're looking through all this stuff, and you, after a few minutes, start smelling eggs and hearing crackle of food being made. And then you hear the garage door open and voices.
Shit.
And Connor calls and goes, "Hey, come out here. Our friend is home. Come out here. I don't think she's a cultist."
Cool. I think that maybe this is not a good way to introduce ourselves.
Well, it's too late now.
Nope, out the fucking window.
So you go out the window?
I go out the window. I'm going to go out the window and go around to the front of the house and knock like an actual person.
Perla, this guy's eating this egg sandwich in front of you and goes, "My friend will be out in a second." You hear him yell, and then all of a sudden there's a knock at the front door. And he goes, "Oh, son of a bitch. Can you get that, please?"
"What are you doing in my house?"
"Well, we can't get to that until you answer your front door."
Okay. So I go to the front door.
You open the door, and standing there is...
I don't think I actually have thought too hard about what Desiree looks like. I imagine she's kind of a bit reedy looking, very slim of build, and very short cut black hair, probably with blue eyes and a couple of face piercings.
Perla, she's got dark hair. She's early 40s, but she's got like a pretty athletic build. So she, you know, goes jogging all the time and whatever. I don't know. She looks kind of bookish at the same time. Like you can tell, yeah, she keeps fit, but most of the time she's spending, you know, with her nose buried in a book somewhere.
You didn't really come to the front door after sneaking out a window, did you? You didn't really just do that.
You expected me to be that rude?
I mean, we're already in the house. She knows we're here. What does it matter?
It doesn't mean that I have to be rude. Hi, I'm Desiree. I'm with these assholes. I'm sorry.
Gee, Mesa, great use of your call name.
Hi, Desiree. My name's Perla. And I turn to Connor and I go, "So I think she's the smartest of the three stooges here. Why are you in my house? What is going on?"
"Have you heard the word of our lords, the Mesopotamian gods that apparently want to destroy the world?"
"Out."
"Look, you were at the club a week ago during the massacre, correct?"
"Yes."
"Hearing all this weird music from that band, The Gravesend. So douchey."
"Yeah, and the whole room started feeling like it was spinning, and my husband got really, really sick, and so I dragged him outside." "Yeah.
And then you saw men go in the front, and then you heard gunfire, and you went and made a phone call, correct?"
"Correct."
"Right. Well,
are you with the police?"
"We're with the federal government, but we're not with the police."
"Okay.
Anyway, we'd like to talk to you about some things. This hasn't gone, either of these things has gone actually very poorly so far. I'm kind of surprised that we're still here, but that's mainly my fault. I got my head other places, but you're working on a project right now with a bunch of skeletons fused together, correct?"
"Yes."
"We'd really like to talk to you."
"Before we talk about anything, you say you're with a government agency. Can I see some sort of ID?" "Well,
of course not. You can't see any ID. That's the whole point of a secret agency."
"You ever seen a 90s action movie? Just imagine that."
"Uh-huh."
And then he rattles off a long list of all of the people that you work with, everything you've done at the work site, all this other stuff. He goes, "Look,
Are Agent Roos and Agent Wells with you?"
"Not officially. They provide us with information, but they're not a part of our organization. But they are friendly."
"Okay."
"Look, you can't pull that huge cube out of the earth. We got to get rid of it. It's dangerous."
"Okay, well, what is it? Why is it dangerous?"
"Can we go in, everybody go inside and get off this porch? Is that okay?"
"Yeah."
"All right."
So I show them into the living room. "I would offer you something,
oh, no,
but
it I'm
seems
good.
Like you already helped
no,
yourself."
"I'm good."
"Desiree?"
"Oh, you know, I would... Jesus, I hate to ask, do you have something to drink? Something hard, because damn..."
"Yeah." And I go and I, you know, I probably have a liquor cabinet and get her something.
"It's not that bad."
"Oh, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad."
"So look, things happen. No one's dead. Everyone's fine. Anyway, the cube that you're pulling out, it doesn't look natural, right? It's a bunch of fused skeletons together.
Yeah.
But as if they grew that way.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm trying to wrap my head around.
Don't.
I've seen some pretty weird shit with these guys. And unfortunately, whatever you're digging up right now can't be good news.
Basically, yeah. See, Desiree might seem to be upset with me right now because of the loose way that I deal with things. But when you see the kind of things like you guys saw your husband and you saw that band and those kids turning into those creatures, when you're dealing with that on a regular basis, it kind of frays you and you have to get to the point where you, I don't know, detach a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're doing is important. If you pull that thing out of the ground and everybody sees it, first of all, we don't know what it's going to do, if it does anything at all. Second of all, how do you explain something like that? You know, one weather balloon in Nevada, and how many years did they talk about that? And that was just a weather balloon. So...
hold up. You guys don't know what it does either?
No. What do you expect? We don't have like an encyclopedia with every single weird ass thing on the planet in it. We just know when it doesn't make sense to physics that it's probably something that we need to get rid of. A skeleton cube is not... who makes that? I mean, who's on Etsy going, 5,000 skeletons fused together and... no, a human didn't make that, obviously. And so it's confirming that our reality is not what we think it is. And I know that most people would say, well, people can handle it, but they can't.
Okay. But, and maybe this is the scientist in me, we can't just destroy it without studying it. I'm okay with keeping it secret. It's a little too weird, right? I'm okay with that. But can't we take it to a warehouse somewhere and have people examine it? Because if we find out what it is and why it's there, maybe you have a little bit more to add to your encyclopedia.
Ooh, I like her.
It's dangerous moving that big. I mean, we'd have to figure out how to get it out of there. The problem is your crew and your kids, your students are digging this thing up. I mean, think about the thoughts that you're having. Think about somebody in their 20s. They're having the exact same thoughts, if not worse. It infects people, this kind of stuff. It makes them lash out and do strange things. So if you have an idea on, maybe we don't save all of it, maybe we don't save the whole cube, I don't know. Maybe we take a section.
Look, maybe we dig out around it so it's ready to be lifted out. And then you have a crew come in at night and just take it. And then I walk onto the site the next morning and I'm just as shocked and surprised as everyone else.
Well, that brings us to our next question. The fact that you were able to walk out of that club, I mean, your husband got sick and he's lucky you were there, because if you hadn't been there, he would have been probably taken in like the rest of them. But it shows a certain mental fortitude that's needed for this kind of work. And we need doctors, educational doctors, people that are connected to academia all the time. We would like you to work with us and we will, you know, make sure that you're compensated well and you can help us figure out what this cube is after we get it out of the ground.
Okay.
They're good for their word on that front.
But I still have my job at the university.
Yeah, it works better for us if you do. Because then that way you have access to other people and other information. And it allows us to get information that we need. There's a lot of this stuff out there. And the reason I don't tell you about all of it is the less you know, the better. As you go along, you're going to get information. You're going to learn stuff. And it does fuck with you. I'm probably pretty close to retirement myself. As Desiree has pointed out many times, I'm just too loose right now. So I don't know how much longer I'm going to do it for, but it's important work. Those kids that got turned into beasts, that happens on a regular basis with people, and it's just covered up. Because imagine that on a global scale, that would be terrible. That's why the cube scares the shit out of us, because it's huge and it's hard to hide. Whatever made it is woof. Anyway, that's my sales pitch. Bites into his egg sandwich. Oh, and I'll get you some eggs.
How much am I allowed to tell my husband?
Not a word. Don't tell him anything. Make Desiree your confidant or whoever else is in your cell.
Whoa, don't just throw me in.
Oh, you're thrown in. You've got to help, right? I mean, you care and want everything to be right. You came through the front door.
Yeah, because I have some manners.
Oh, dear God. Anyway, my worry is that the Graves End band and that whole cult thing might be connected to this somehow. I don't know, but we need to figure out what's going on.
Well, let me do some research. I'm good at it. And, you know, I know there's weird stuff that comes out of, Massachusetts every once in a while. You know, there's some old journals and things like that, that might have something that's, you know, I could request an interlibrary loan with Miskatonic University and see if I can dig anything up with them.
That's fine. We'd appreciate it. And we'll get in touch with you very soon. I appreciate your time. Let's head out, Desiree. And in the future, call her Mesa. She forgot her. She's new. She's still learning. You don't say your real name.
Do I get a code
name?
Yeah,
you do. We'll figure it out. You can think of one.
Cool.
We tried to give her one, and she got upset with us because it was kind of a joke.
It's rude.
Oh, everything's rude with you. All right, let's go.
Oh, no, because everything you do is rude.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, well, it's usually about how it works with a person who's rude.
She was polite enough to at least, you know, try and knock on the door, God, even after you guys were in the house.
Two of you now. All right. Well, look, there's coffee and donuts somewhere waiting to be devoured at 2 a.m. after alcohol. So we're going to leave now.
Yeah. Thanks for the drink.
We're going to connect up later. Okay.
All right.
All right. Come on, Mesa. Let's go. So this is actually a good place to stop. Thank you guys very much. I actually really like this game. It's a lot of fun to do this game.
It is fun.
So usually I'd give a spiel about joining us on Patreon and all that stuff, but you guys already have done that. So we appreciate it. That's why we're doing the show, as a thank you. Let's, where are you guys at? What are you guys doing right now?
Right now, I am on the socials. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Mishulhu, M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. I'm also writing music for Plate Mail Games. You can get it through DriveThruRPG or BattleBards. Oh, and on Saturday mornings, I am on a stream, Return to the Spider-Verse, and it is on Twitch at It's Probably Okay's channel.
Hey guys, when I'm not busy coming up with code names, I can be found online as at Strange Like That. That's the Facebook, the Instagram, and the Twitters. It's also my website where you can find all of my cool apparel and tarot readings and all kinds of junk like that. And then I'm over at the Happy Jacks RPG Network every Monday playing alternate games there. And you can also find me probably in your nightmares.
And I am Wes Otis. Thank you guys so much for joining us, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.